What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the EG3 Show, Pit Road Edition, right here on with me, Eddie Greeter III, the host of the EG3 Show. For those of you just tuning in for the very first time this season, or have been listening for quite a while, the EG3 Show is all about the latest in NASCAR, Camping World, Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the big dogs, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And this is a From Pit Road episode here tonight. This week, we're going to focus a little bit on the Xfinity side of things here tonight, this week on From Pit Road. And I'm going to be looking at the Xfinity Series, Roush Fenway Racing. Yes, Roush Fenway Racing, or I should put it, Jack Roush by himself in the 90s, of course, late 80s, especially in the 90s, and early 2000s, the Busch Series was all about Jack Roush. And of course, here lately, it's been Jack Roush, the Roush Fenway Show. Of course, John Henry, the owner of the Boston Red Sox, joined forces a few years back, and now here we are with Roush Fenway Racing. At one point or another, obviously we know on a Cup side that at one time or another, Jack Roush had five cars, but not only that, five strong cars with big names in them. And it goes back to either the first year of the Chase debut, or it was the second year. I believe it was the second year of the Chase, where Jack Roush had half of his brigade in the Chase for the Nextel Cup. That's what it was back in the day in the early 2000s. That's what it was back in the day when he had, of course, the likes of Edwards, Biffle, Kenseth, Burton, yes, and a couple others, big time names with that program. And of course, when you look at Roush Fenway and Xfinity in that farm system, he had one of the strongest, if not the strongest, farm systems in all of NASCAR. But now, it seems now, in my opinion, that title had belongs to Junior Motorsports or Kyle Busch in Motorsports in the Truck Series. But definitely, Junior Motorsports has the up and up right now with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and what he has done with that organization. Of course, it helps when you're getting former champions or almost champions, William Byron, a big name to name one of them last year, of course, on his way to win a championship. But Roush Fenway Racing, of course, been around a long time. Of course, Roush Racing by itself has been a long time, has been around for forever. And now you get Roush Fenway Racing, and the name that sticks out in the Xfinity Series history slash the Busch Series, which that was called back in the day as well, back in the mid 80s, maybe it might go a little bit further than that, but I know in the 90s, which I started watching NASCAR a little bit, dibbled and dabbled in the area in the 90s, that's where I watched NASCAR with the name Mark Martin. Of course, Mark Martin, one of those guys, is going to be in the Hall of Fame at some point here in down the line somewhere. But Mark Martin made a name in the Xfinity Series. And we all know in the Cup Series, he does not have a championship under his belt. Does not have a Daytona 500 in his disposal either. But in the Xfinity Series, he doesn't even have a championship either. I was researching that this week, putting this episode together, and I'm stunned by that as well. It doesn't have a championship in the Xfinity Series, or what it was called back then. Might as well call it the Busch Series, because that's what it was. You saw very talented guys back in the old school days with these guys, but the numbers, they don't speak to themselves here until Kyle Busch shattered the win column. But Mark Martin, 39 wins, and of course Kevin Harvick on the come up in that series also. But focusing on Martin, with Jack Roush in the Xfinity Series, scored 39 career wins, 77 top fives and 93 top tens in career races, 128 races. Unbelievable. That is basically almost three-fourths of his career spending his time in a top 10. And speaking of which, we're going to Vegas this weekend. And Las Vegas was, I believe, the last time Martin visited Victory Lane in the Xfinity Series several years ago. Where I believe that was his last, the last time he raced in the Xfinity Series. But he won the race at Vegas, which all three series, the Trucks, Xfinity, and Cup Series, will be at this weekend. The Cup Series kicking off West Coast, the West Coast trip. Vegas, Phoenix, and Fontana. It's going to be 3 weeks of tell who is going to be, who is strong, consistent, and who has work to do. A lot of questions. Again, I've been saying it on the podcast here over the last several episodes that, of course, Atlanta, Daytona, Atlanta, or a separate beast, Daytona, is a restricted plate racetrack, 2.5 mile track, cars together, and you see the wrecks, big ones, and all that other stuff. And then you had Atlanta last week, where you saw the oldest pavement in all of NASCAR, and you saw what Kevin Harvick did with the field in both the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series. So now you turn around to Las Vegas, another mile and a half track, where I mentioned this on a reaction episode of Atlanta earlier this week, that Vegas and Atlanta are a little bit different. Vegas is very fresh, a little bit newer asphalt, while Atlanta is older and where it eats up tires pretty quickly. So we're definitely going to continue to find out who is strong. And a lot of these teams, well, I should say at least 14 individuals tested here in the offseason a month ago. So we're going to find out real quick if the test was successful or not. Obviously, the weather, the track temps might play a favor or whatnot, but it's hot in the west side. So a little bit of an early preview where I'm going to be talking about in the preview show with the Las Vegas here coming up here. I'll be recording that most likely tomorrow. But backtracking to the Xfinity from Pit Road Special EG3 show. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's Pit Road Special. My name is Eddie Greer, the host of the EG3 show. But yes, Mark Martin set the standard in the Xfinity Series for Jack Roush in that one. And then after Mark Martin, there was Carl Edwards as well. Come on, up and coming. Started from the Truck Series, making a name for himself at Daytona. And then gotten a call to drive the Xfinity car. And every time I think about Carl Edwards, all I can think about is he and Brad Keselowski made quite the UFC duel-on-duel matchup at one of those races, Gateway. The rivalry really shaped up in the Xfinity Series when those two butted heads over there. So that was really, really exciting back in the day when Edwards made clash with Bad Brad back in the day. So, and now you look at these young guys, it's a whole different generation. When you look at this roster now, which used to be two cars, it still technically is, but one car is battling for the owner's championship while the other is still trying to find its footing a little bit in Ryan Reed. And Ryan Reed drives the number 16 Roush Fenway Ford for Jack Roush. And Ryan Reed, we have seen him score some big wins. Obviously, both of these wins come at Daytona. And my nickname for him is Mr. Daytona because he obviously made a huge splash back in his first full year a couple years ago, getting his first ever win in the Xfinity Series and making the playoffs. He has made the postseason in the Xfinity Series both times and looking for third right now. He sits third in the Xfinity Series standings right now. And as far as I'm looking at here, obviously he is the riding the ship He is the captain of the ship for this organization in the Xfinity series, and there has to be a little bit more consistency. We've seen Ryan Reed, you know, have his ups and downs, especially his downs. And we know he's a good plate, one of the best plate racers in the Xfinity series, out of the Xfinity series regulars each and every year. He knows he's going to be fast at Daytona, Talladega. We've seen some good runs occasionally on road courses, and even sometimes on a mile and a half, like we saw last week. But a good start for Ryan Reed. Has scored both top 10s in the first two races, Daytona. Riley back after being in an early wreck, finishing the top 10, and he finished 10th last week in Atlanta. So there's a little bit of momentum there. It'll be interesting to see how he performs this weekend in Las Vegas. And he and Bubba Wallace were teammates for a year and a half or so before a sponsorship pulled a plug on Bubba's reign in the Xfinity series for Jack Roush. But of course, we all know where Bubba is right now, and that's driving the King's car in the Cup Series for the King. So there is that. Ryan Reed, his career numbers at, to date, 2 wins, only 6 top 5s, and 19 top 10s. So Ryan Reed, that consistency, you know, he's made the playoffs both times, but exited out, I mean, last year early. So for him, he knows how to get to the playoffs. But the question is, also with him, now that he's more of a veteran in the Xfinity Series and really the lead dog, he's going to have to find more consistency and find more speed on other tracks other than the plate tracks, and even on road courses where Ryan Reed is more competitive on those type of tracks. So, but anyways, a good start for Ryan. We'll see how it carries on throughout the rest of the year. And of course, trying to make the playoffs for the third consecutive year. So he's right in the ballpark, at least early on. So the other team, if in the last several seasons, we've seen the number 6 team, not the 16, the 6 team with Bubba Wallace. And then another driver that I forgot also raced in that car as well. But now it is now Mark Martin goes back to Mark Martin. It's the old number, the 60. A lot of sixes in the podcast today. So 60 is now back in the mix in form of 3 young drivers. 2 of them just coming up from the truck series with Brad Keselowski Racing. So how about that? Matching up numbers. We talk about Edwards and Brad Keselowski duking it out over the years in the Busch Xfinity Series side, and now you're looking at 2 of Brad Keselowski's former employees. Brad Keselowski Racing shut down at the end of last year at Homestead, and now you're looking at Austin Cindric and Chase Briscoe and Ty Majeski, the roster of the number 60 Ford for this year, and they're going to be running for the owners' title. And speaking of Austin Cindric is going to be running for Rookie of the Year. He kicked it off at Daytona. Unfortunately, couldn't handle the draft very well, but he sits 14th in the points right now. And he was one of the surprising, in my opinion, one of the more surprises from the Truck Series from a year ago, getting to the Championship 4 and winning a race at Canadian Motorsports Tire Park, where obviously we all know what happened there. He ran over Cash Crawler for the win. But other than that, Austin Cindric, he was one of the more hotter drivers in the second half of the year in the Truck Series, along with teammate and friend Chase Briscoe. Cindric came up awfully close to winning the championship, though, and his numbers from last year in the Truck Series, driving for Brad, scoring 8 top 5s and 16 top 10s. So Austin Cindric did a little bit better this past week at Atlanta as well. So a step in the right direction. Again, he's going to be double dabbling in the 60. And not only that, he's going to be driving a little bit for Roger Penske as well in his other entry in the Xfinity Series. But Austin Cindric will be helping out and trying to get Jack Roush another owner's championship in that aspect. So Cindric is pretty good on the road courses. He entered in the Xfinity Series last year driving on the road course up in Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken. That was his first fair race for Team Penske, and now he's tapped as one of the drivers for Roush Fenway Racing in the Xfinity Series. So we'll see how he does here. It's early, but Cindric showed some promise in Atlanta last week. Chase Briscoe, who capped off the era of Brad Keselowski Racing with a big victory at Homestead in the season finale in the Truck Series last year. And that win could have came earlier than that, but it did not happen. But Briscoe showed consistency running up front, and he had his first start over the weekend from Atlanta, scoring a 15th place finish. And so I thought for sure, without the news that Cindric and Briscoe would be back with Brad Keselowski Racing, but different plans ensued, and here we are with both of them at least driving for one of the famed owners of the sport currently still in Jack Roush, which is good for those guys. They can learn from and try to get better each and every week. So Briscoe doing good as well. At least that's his first start, but his numbers from last year had that win, big win, down in Florida, 10 top fives, and you had 14 top 10s. You listen to the EG3 show from Pit Road Edition with me, Eddie Greer III, here with you guys tonight for this special. And here probably tomorrow I'll be recording up my Las Vegas weekend preview, which is going to feature, of course, all three divisions this weekend. Cup Series kicking off the West Coast Swing at Vegas. In Vegas later this fall will debut in the playoffs for the very first time in its existence. So Las, very exciting for that track right now. So very exciting for them, of course, with their usual spring date. So have that all tomorrow. And of course, a mini social media update real quick. Check out facebook.com/EG3show for more news during the weekend. So there is that. I have my other plug here at the end of from Pit Road here tonight. So the other car, or the other driver, I should say, Ty Majeski, who made his debut last year at Iowa, and was running up inside the top 15 until problems arise for him, but he came home finishing in the 16th spot. But he first appeared lastly for Jack Roush at Homestead, scoring a top 10 finish in the state of Florida, capping off his season. So Ty Majeski, one of those, and his name is familiar to me. He was one of those, I can't think of the name right now, but he was one of those highly talented drivers from the Young Gun, I'm going to call it the Young Gunners class. I don't know, excuse me, I do not know the proper name of it right now, but he was with five, six, seven other young guys, and a girl was in there as well. So I'm not going to, that's not the diversity program, that is not the name, there's another name in it, but I'll research that later on this weekend. But he comes from one of the more younger populated classes in the sport, and he's one of the more highly talented drivers. So once again, Ty Majeski, interested in continuing to learn about him, but he'll be mixing up with Austin Cindric and Chase Briscoe in the 64, number 64, but I said 16, I've said 6, and now here we are, Jack Roush bringing back the 60 car, which was so famed back in the 90s with Mark Martin, the Batesville, Arkansas native, who was racking them up in the Busch Series back then. So, once again, keep an eye on Ryan Reed and see how he fares here this weekend at Vegas. And then, I don't know who's in the car, in the 60 car this weekend for Jack Roush. So, but that, we'll keep an eye on that as well. So, Austin Cindric was not in the car last week. He was in the 12 at Penske, like I just said, and Chase Briscoe made his making his feet wet for his first start in the Xfinity Series. So it'll be interesting to see who was tabbed in it. So, but you'll probably be hearing it from me over the course of the weekend. So definitely interesting. But as the year goes on, we'll see how those guys do in that 60 car as we get here along with 2018 and how this is going to play out. So there is all that for Roush Fenway Racing on the Xfinity Series side for this week's From Pit Road, taking a look at back in the day where Roush Racing was very popular in that era, and now they're kind of taking a back seat with, of course, the name that we've been saying, that everybody's been saying the last several years, Junior Motorsports, been ruling the Xfinity Series, even though they haven't been winning. But Roush Racing, we'll see how they do this weekend with their driver or drivers. Of course, we know who's to be in the 16, Ryan Reed. And we'll have to, or you guys will have to look at the entry list in the Xfinity Series race this weekend to see who is piloted in the 60 car. I might actually take a look here before we leave this podcast here, this episode of From Pit Road. So there is that as well. So again, folks, once again, talking about we are talking about the next podcast will be the preview podcast, if you will. Las Vegas coming off of a dominating performance by Kevin Harvick in the Xfinity Series race last weekend, and of course in the Cup side as well. Who is going to step up and try to match? Well, even, I don't think even Harvick's even in this field this week. He won in the 98 car, and somebody else, that number 98, is not tabbed this weekend. Austin Cindric is tabbed in the 60 car this weekend. So Austin Cindric will look to keep his momentum from his top 15 finish at Atlanta at Vegas on Saturday afternoon. So looking forward to diving into that race a little bit on the preview show, as well as the main event, the Las Vegas Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series guys will be racing on Sunday. I believe a doubleheader is tabbed for, no it's not, I believe the Truck Series is racing on Friday, tomorrow night, Xfinity on Saturday, and of course Cup on Sunday. I believe that is the right order for that. So a lot going on, so I don't have a schedule for From Pit Row who's going to be the next team I'm going to be talking about and looking over and discussing the past and the present and the future. But if you missed out on From Pit Road from last week, it's on Audio Boom, Spotify, and I believe it's on SoundCloud again. I wait till the end of the week to post all of my episodes on SoundCloud, so stay tuned for that. But Audio Boom and Spotify, for sure, I know 100% for sure, tune in, check it out. It was Richard Childress Racing for the opener. And here this week, I completed the Xfinity Series side with Roush Fenway Racing and their young drivers driving in the sport right now. And I don't have a set schedule yet, so you'll be hearing from me next week about From Pit Road, who I'll be talking about next. So there is that. So I got a lot of stuff going on here, trying out new things. Of course, I made my new segment From Pit Road, obviously. Got my preview show like usual, and of course my reaction show from the race weekend from the Cup side. So a lot of things happening with the EG3 show, but very exciting to try new things out and see where they go from here. So, but once again, that's going to be a wrap, ladies and gentlemen, for the From Pit Road, talking about Roush Fenway Racing this evening. So I've been glad to get to know these guys on a little bit of a deeper level, so that's fun. So we'll see what happens again this weekend. All right, folks, for me, it's time to head on out of the garage and go elsewhere. So, but for now, we're shutting the shop down for right now. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, to listening to the EG3 show. And remember, my motto is join the movement and get on social media, facebook.com/EG3 show, and check out my latest episode, the Reaction Podcast, from Atlanta, where, of course, Kevin Harvick was the man. He was doing the Harvicking, showing everybody how to do that. So go check that out as well, as long as this podcast as well going up here late tonight. It'll be up. Go enjoy that as well. And I'll be recording the Las Vegas preview show here later tomorrow afternoon sometime. So when I get back off from work. So, but for now, we're shutting shop down on the EG3 show. Thanks for listening, everybody, to tonight's From Pit Road special this week, talking about Ross Fenway Racing. Until next time, folks, EG3, we rolling out.